It's a rather sobering gospel passage that the church gives to us today. Jesus speaking to a large group and telling them point blank, this is an evil generation. And he tells them why. Because they obviously don't believe. And they keep asking for more signs, more miracles. One should be enough to turn their hearts and minds totally to him, he who is God, and inspire them in them faith. It doesn't. But he always, in teaching, gives them reason to change and to grow in faith and hope. Because he keeps saying, in comparison to Solomon, whom everybody knew, of course, he was the wisest, richest, one of the most famous kings of Israel. He said, there's a greater than Solomon here. All they have to do is open their minds and hearts, the eyes of faith, and see and believe. There's a greater than Jonah. Obviously, it's Jesus. So there's reason to hope. As we listen, though, we might fall into a rather subtle trap of thinking, yeah, weren't those people stupid? How could they not believe? There's Jesus right before their eyes in the flesh. I'd never do that. In our regular examination of conscience, do we ever discover that just the slightest bit of doubt has entered my mind and heart? Lord, are you really listening to my prayers? It's something the church asks us to not just think about occasionally, but keep in mind each day. Who really is it who is always faithfully in our midst? Do we really believe it?